The state and local tax deduction has been part of federal income tax law since it was passed in 1913. This deduction allows state and local governments to raise more revenues to fund public services like education. But the House and Senate versions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act drastically reduce or eliminate this source of funding altogether. A report from the National Education Association shows if this became law, it would cut 6,000 teaching positions in North Carolina within a single year. North Carolina Association of Educators President Mark Jewell says this would be particularly bad for eastern North Carolina because the region already has many areas with some of the highest teacher shortages in the state.
We have positions that haven't been filled, with a qualified science teacher in 3 years. We've had elementary kindergarten positions that have in eastern North Carolina that have been vacant all year and been taught by a substitute.
Jewell says the money public schools would lose if the tax bill becomes a law equals the amount schools receive through the federal Title I program, which helps fund low-income school districts.
Many of their positions are funded through Title I positions in eastern North Carolina. We also know that there's a high need for special education there. Those teachers are, it's difficult to recruit that specialized area to teach students with disabilities. So, this just exacerbates the problem when you say you're going to be eliminating billions of dollars over the next 10 years that meet the needs of those students.
The Senate is considering a modified version of the tax bill that passed in the House and might vote on it after Thanksgiving. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.